Just halacha lemaisa with regards to lulav. I failed to mention yesterday the halacha lemaisa. How long does the lulav need to be? How long does the lulav need to be? Halacha lemaisa.
7 days.
True. Definitely true. Lemaisa we pass in halacha lemaisa that the very little, the least shear is to be 32 centimeters, and that's not with the leaves. That's just the shedra. It needs to be 32 centimeters. I must say, 1 year I went through. Bezer Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. I went through 1,500 lulavim, one sukkahs, a number of years ago. And in that, guess how many lulavim were that were too small or borderline out of 1,500? None. I must point out very clearly, as the base of the question is that when they are shipped over, they're trying to eliminate all the, it's Arabs actually putting them in the boxes, but they know already what people like. So they try to eliminate anything that is like for sure out. So they tried to ship because of the costs of the export. They tried to, you know, to get it right and to have the most valuable lulavim being sent. They don't waste money on. So out of 1,500 lulavim, how many do you think were like under 32 centimeters? There's shitters that go 28 centimeters, but we normally try for 32 centimeters at the very least. 2, 3? Yeah? Half a dozen? How many? 1,500. You love him.
I bid 10.
10?
9.
10? 9? 50? 50?
2.
50? 2? Yeah. None. Okay, it's in between you and you. There's one. There's one which is like basically borderline now. You can't really be machshe it, so I put it away. But other psulim there are. But there's one which was pretty much like 32 centimeters. You know, I said, you know what, let's put it away. But otherwise, it's quite amazing. Quite amazing. It's quite rare. It's quite rare. 32 centimeters until the double leaves starting on top. So that, yeah, around like, yeah. It's very small. Very, very small. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, Sif Aleph, in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph. Mitzvah Abba Minim, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim is Shitol Kol Echot, Lulav Echot, the Shterovis. Everybody's got a personal individual obligation to shake Dalet Minim. Take one Lulav Shterovis, Vishlosh Adasim, and three Adasim. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, a Gemara, in Sif Kotten Beis, he says, Vlosh Echot, Hito, Bishvil Kulam. You can't be moitzi someone else by shaking Dalet. You can't say, you know what, Yankel, why don't you shake Dalet Minim for me? That doesn't work. Other mitzvahs, it works. But over here, it doesn't work. And how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Dixiv, V'lokachtem, Loshen Rabim, V'loy Lokachto. It says, V'lokachtem, you, plural, should take Dalet Minim and not V'lokachto, one. That teaches us that everybody has the mitzvah on his own and you can't be mitzvah someone else. Loy Rosh Achayvu al Arabim, the obligation is on the plural and everybody has got his own obligation. V'loy Miboy Biyom Tevrishen, this not only applies on the first day, V'afilu B'shayim B'in L'kicho L'kol Echot V'Echot, that is obligation and everybody can own obligation to shake Dalet Minim on his own right, not only on first Yom Tov, but all the days of Yom Tov. V'loy k'mo yishetziva echad, and not like one story that happened, b'maiseh sheloy hayah b'beis ha-knesses, in a story that, b'maiseh sheloy hayah, a story that may or may not have happened, in a shul, and the esrig, there was only one shul, there's only one esrig in a shul, large shul, and he said, you know what, it's going to take ages if you queue up. If you all queue up, why don't we just ask the shliach tzibur to be moitzi everyone? Well, it sounds like a good idea. So this is a Chuman Chsam Sofa, and everybody said that they're all, somebody should take Dalet Minim, Shikach Shliach Tzibu Avu Kulam, Shliach Tzibu should shake Dalet Minim, V'hem Yishma Bocha, they should listen to Bocha, V'yanu Omein, and after the individual take the Bocha and shook the Lulev, everybody says Omein on his, for that doesn't work. That doesn't work for Brochas, that doesn't work for other mitzvahs, but it doesn't work for Dalet Minim, everybody has to shake his own. In a place, says the Rambam, second line, in a place where there's no kosher hadas, sagile bechad, deloy kotum. We spoke about that previously, that if there's hadas, if you can make a brocha, if there's one hadas, which is not broken off on top, but yeah, but you can make a brocha, even though you really should have three. Now, mitzvah le'ogdom bekeshagom. Now we're talking about the binding of the esek. Okay, Rabbi says, it's an important shayla, how to bind the lulav. Binding of the lulav says the mitzvah le'ogdom bekesher gomor. The Gemara says that you need to bind the lulav bekesher gomor with a complete binding. It needs to be bound properly. The hainu shnei k'shorim ze'al ze'al, which we would say it nowadays, we would call it nowadays a double knot. So the mitzvah is to bind a double knot kesher al gabe kesher mishum noy, because this makes it Beautiful. Sifkot Zayin brings a pasuk that in Sifkot Zayin Mishnah Berurah says after Kamelon the end mechuv laogdom. There's no absolute obligation, but al kaponim yesh b'ze mitzvah ze keli v'anveu. We know that there's a mitzvah of beautifying the mitzvahs to be mahader the mitzvahs. How you mahader? Dalet minim. One of the ways of being mahader the dalet minim is that you also need to bind the lulav with adasim and darovas. Now he says kesher gomu, kesher al gabe kesher. How do we do this nowadays? How are we binding our sets? The holder, the kosher kluch. What do you think about the kosher kluch? Do you have a kosher kluch? Do you have this binding? How do you bind it? Kosher kluch is what the binding. You know, with the three, you put the lulav in. Do you use this as well? Do you use it as well? What is the rabbi say? What do you think about this? Are you binding the ring on top of it? Moshe says a ring on top of it. Do you need it? Do you need a ring on top of it? Rabbi, I'll tell you why I'm asking that question. Because there's an open difficulty with that. Because you need to bind. The mitzvah is to be ma'agid. How do you translate better than binding, ma'agid? How do you say? Ma'agid, to be you need to bind it. Now, are you really binding the... See, some people, and in some people, are makbit, they take lulav leaves and they bind it properly. Kesher al gabe kesher, they bind the dalet minim, or gimel minim, I should say, they bind it very, very tightly. Without the kosher kluch, without the binding, they just put and they bind it together, without the holders. So that I can hear that it's a proper binding, yom ha'aged, the dalet minim, kesher al gabe kesher, I can hear that. But I want to know about this kosher kluch. How do you call it? Just a holder? Yeah? If you have got this kosher kluch, you put in the hadassim, you put in the arovas, you put in the lulav. So is that really bound together? Oh. You are saying there's a ring around it. So what you are saying now is, you're saying something really interesting. You're saying, if you're talking about binding of the lulav, according to you, is that really looks like we're binding the lulav with this kosher kluch. But in reality, you are claiming that the way we are binding the lulav is with a ring around it. That's really what's binding it. Does everybody agree to that? Yeah, is that true? The way we're binding, well, they have a mitzvah of Zeke Levan Veu, mitzvah la'aged. There's a mitzvah obligation to be ma'aged, to bind together dalet minim. So you're saying the way we're doing it is with this little hidden thing. That's the way we're doing it, as opposed to this prominent.
Isn't it putting them all three together in this?
What's called a kishkalach? Kosheklach, yeah. Yeah.
isn't that, in a way, connecting?
So you're saying, so is that true? That's the point I want to ask. If you're putting without, if you're not, if you just have the kosheklach and you put in adasim, arovas, and lulav, and you put it with just the three, the holder, is that really called, are you really holding it together by doing that? Mr. Gill said that really they are together now. But is it good or not? Yeah, the last part. Right. So I'll tell you, the Mishnah Berurah here brings a famous, well-known Agur Be'olecho in Sefkot Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bekesher Gomo, the way you need to bind it is Bekesher Gomo. Kesher Gomo meaning a double knot, really. That's really what Kesher Gomo means. It needs to be bound, Kesher Al-Gabe Kesher, not on top of a knot. So says the Mishnah Berurah, V'loi Be'aniva. Aniva is a simple knot. You can just pull a string and then it goes... Yeah, that's right. Not a bow. Bow wouldn't be sufficient. The ends of kesher and nesa b'Shabbos. The way to define a kesher al gabe kesher is something which is also on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it. Over yom tov. V'loy miki eged. Nice about. V'ayim b'tshuvas agur be'olecho. I believe, and I could be completely wrong, but I think it's the only place that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. I believe so. That's the only place I think that Mishnah quotes this posting Agur Be'olecho, and he says the following. The Agur Be'olecho says, Shemitzadid, the man shenoyeg in ha'olam, that the people have the custom, shaloi la'asu is kesher, they don't bind it, elo oisin min ale luluf, kemin beis yad. They make a holder, v'toich min aluluf boy, and they put a luluf inside it, what we would call the kosher kluch. It's pretty much that. There's base yard. There's like a hold on each side, and you slide it in. Kamze bechlal kasher. That's also considered a kasher. Ein sham. looking at. And I must say, it's a very big chiddush, because I'll tell you the point that is so crucial over here. Because really, you need to bind it on a kasher al gabe kasher. The mitzvah is you need to bind it on with a double knot. The fact that you can slide it in and out, isn't that the best proof? Isn't that the best proof that it's not, you haven't really bound it? That you can just take it in and out. You can say, so, pardon? He has not. He has not. You think he has or has not?
It has.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah says that the way that it becomes one unit is because you're doing a, it needs to be a knot that is also on Shabbos. Are you allowed on Shabbos to take it in and out? You certainly are. There's nothing wrong with sliding in and out.
This is better than that.
So, but it has to be a kasher. The egged is fulfilled with having a kasher or gabe kasher that is binding it together. Have you got it here? Or have you not got it here? So, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, the name of Agur Ba'olecho, that it's fine. But certainly, certainly one should, I got a tshuva from Chaim Kanevsky years ago about that. I asked him about this point. And one certainly, one should try to be makbit, as you're pointing out, and one should certainly to be makbit, to have, as you're pointing out, one should have the, one of the egg, at least one of the egg heads, one of the thin, do you know what I mean?
Rings
should be on top of that. Right, true. It may not be double knot. It's true. It's true. But at the least, it's right. Ideally, if you can make it double knot, that's ideal. But I'm just saying that us, who are all have got the minhag that is well established in Klal Yisrael, thousands and thousands of Yidden for many years already use this kosher klach. It's not a recent phenomenon. It's not a recent thing. We've seen that Ugo Balecho brings it already. Some of these kosher klach which have been used for Klal Yisrael for, so one can't question it. But one can only maybe say that it's definitely okay. Mishnah Berurah said it's fine, but maybe one should try to ensure that there is a ring around it. Without the ring, you may not fulfill this additional mitzvah of Zeh Keli Vanveu, of having an egget, of having a gudah, to having, of having a command. Because it's a mitzvah to be mad. Also Zeh Keli Vanveu. Yeah.
In terms of being us from Shabbos, when there's a dayan who is involved with what's it called, the Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch project, and he was saying that when you have a not us from Shabbos, it's not about how tight it is, it's about how easy it is.
The difference between a
knot that's like a hedget knot and a knot.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Is that it's very, very easy to use.
Correct.
Without coming undone, but it doesn't mean that you wouldn't be able to slide the thing in and out of it.
That's true as well. It's a true point. It's a true point. That's true. It's true. It's true. Maybe we should just move on. Yeah? Okay. V'yochel ognam b'min acha. The Mishnah Berurah does say that you can actually make the knot in a different way. You can do it in with a different material. So you could use really a golden koshiklach if you want to do that. Golden koshiklach. I mean, that's maybe something we should. So maybe that's something to. No. No. I've seen a silver one. Yeah. Yeah. So it's maybe a. Right, so it does say, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not a problem about Toysef, Mishnah Berurah says, because it's, there is no, and there's also no Chatzitza. It does say the following point, which is no Igea, top of page 246. If the leaves get detached and they fall into the holder, then, in a way that you would really be concerned about being mafsik, what we would call that is Chatzitza. Are you concerned about Chatzitza? You've got the lulav, which has got leaves on the side, which are detached. And then you've got the holder. Lulav, or whatever it may be, hadassim, arovas. And then you've got leaves, detached leaves, and then you've got the holder. So maybe, when you, it's, maybe it's not, you've, maybe it's chatzitza. So it does say that it's not considered chatzitza. Even if you've got leaves in the kosher, it's not considered chatzitza. Why is that? Ein lochus, don't worry about it. Why? The min b'mino ein chotzit. There's a rule of min b'mino ein chotzit. That chatzitza can only happen with something which is a different material, a different type. If it's one's own, the same material, the same type, there's no chatzitza. I know this from other areas of halacha as well. Min b'mino is ein chotzit. Can't be chatzitza, only something which is a detached item which is not part of the of that unit, that would be considered chatzitza. Aber shloi b'minoi choytzes al keni zol shelika chachut shrogel yisavi v'adas. Says to make sure that using something which is lulav leaves or something which is adasim or whatever it may be, but don't use plastic to bind it, because in case that does get detached and cut off and something gets detached a little bit, then you could potentially have a problem with chatzitza. If it's lulav leaves, you can never have chatzitza. And also adasim which is coming off is min b'mino, is not considered a chatzitza at all. Ve'im loy ogdoi b'boidyoi oy shehuta agudoi. If you forgot to make the rings before Yom Tov, you forgot to bind the lulav before Yom Tov, if shall ogde be Yom Tov bekesher gamu elo ogde be aniva, you are not allowed to make a double knot, a tight, strong double knot on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed. You can't really make the rings, the proper rings, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You won't be able to do that. But you can do aniva. Aniva, which basically is a but which lemaisa, you can do it like that. Lemaisa, the halach lemaisa, if you've got a kosher kloch, but let's say that the rings around it's come off. So what you can do, you can't tighten up and make the proper way of the rings. You won't be able to do that on Yom Tov. You can't do that. But what you can do is, if you've got a lulav leaf, you can do, if they come off on Yom Tov, what you can do, you can take a single lulav leaf and you take it and you tie it around. And it works, it really works. You tie it tight around the lulav and the dalet minim and around the kosher kloch, and you then, through the loop, you pull it in and you tighten it, it works beautifully. It's actually even tighter, normally it's even tighter than the regular rings. It's very tight, but after 2 days it goes loose. But it's very tight initially. That you can do that, lechatchila. Lechatchila, you can do that. I mean, it's true that as far as the agate is concerned, it's considered a better agate if it's a double knot. You have more beauty, as far as the beautification of the mitzvah, the hiddur, it's nicer to have a double knot. But if you can't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then you can still fulfill the mitzvah of Zeh Kelyon Leot. You can still have an agate, you can still have a binding by having a single one that you just pull and you loop it, you put it through the, and you can't do that. I just want to point out at this stage, a shaila that happens every single year. Every single year, there's people knocking on the door. I mean, I don't know, maybe not everybody's door, but on Yom Tov morning, that there is no rings. Forgot to take rings. No rings. What should we do? No rings. What should we do? No rings. They have Kokoshkulak, spent a fortune on Lulav, spent a fortune on Esrek, spent a fortune on most beautiful Adasim in Arabis, but they forgot to be Ma'agad it. Now, Lulav Tzorich Eged, you need to really bind it. You need to bind it. Now, we just learned that you can't make a double knot on. What are you meant to do? So what?
So you can't bind it with your hand. That's not good enough.
Not good enough. If to be harder than mitzvah, you need to have it bound properly. So even the kosher klach itself is not. You need to. Yeah, you could do that. So the emes says, what about the following, Rabbi Yisai? So we're saying that just to go through it is fine. But can you? What if you haven't got lulav leaves? What if you haven't got lulav leaves? Are you allowed on Yom Tov to pull off all the actual lulav before you've used it? I'm emphasizing that. Take off and use for the. You do that. It happens every year, Rabbi Yisai. Every year you get that knock on the door. What's wrong with string? Why don't you use string? How would you, however, do it that it's tight with a string? I thought about it once. It's gonna get loose in a second. Twist. It will work. Okay, that would work. Yeah, but you haven't got anything on Yom Tov. You have nothing else to do. Yeah. Yeah. So the Mishnah Bura over here doesn't mention it, but in the Shabbos we learn that the Emes says it's not lechatchila. But it's okay. You are allowed to pull off a leaf before you've used it. I'm emphasizing that. B'shas adchak, you're allowed to pull off a. The Mishnah Berurah does, the Primogotim said that you should do it with your teeth if you can, because b'shinui. But actually, because it's already tolush, the lulav is already considered tolush. Of course it's tolush, so it's disconnected already. So there is no. You can't be disconnect something which is disconnected already, halachically speaking. So therefore, you can actually just pull off. Really, you could pull off on Yom Tov. Somebody, the emergency situation, you want to sort out, you want to be ma'aged the lulav. What you can do, you're on Yom Tov morning, it's an emergency situation, emergency atta, but you could pull off, and according to many poskim, pull it off, and tie it around tightly, and then, but that, of course, that's bediavet, and of course, one should try it as much as possible. I'm talking about an emergency situation. Shabbos, you will need it anyway. You will need it on Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah. No, Eger is not considered tikkun moneh. No, it's not. Okay, continues the Ramah. ואם לא אוקדים מבודיום או שירות האגודו אי אפשר לעשות ביום טוב בקשר כמו לא אוקדים בעניבה ויש מי שקוספו לעשות זה הקשר בדרך אחר כנות סלייט ליפנט שכויכן סביבו שלו ישמין ינהלו ותויך מן רואה שכך תויך האיגודו הקורוך. Yeah, again, a similar way of making that knot. V'chein noegin na'iz demenik. V'yeish likshor ha'das kavoya me'aniva, me'arova. He says over here, yeish likshor ha'das kavoya yoyos me'arova. Again, you see people who forget this halacha. If you look around, there is a halacha that the ha'das needs to be slightly higher than the lulav. So we spoke yesterday, just recap, the lulav, ha'das higher than the arova. Again, lulav is the highest, and the spine has to be facing you, right? We learned that yesterday. Hadassim on its right hand side, the three, it's easy to remember because three means strength, and hadassim is bigger, is more important, more expensive. You got three on the right hand side. Aravas, weaker, less on the left hand side, facing you. Hadassim needs to be slightly higher than the aravas. That's what we learned now. Yeshlik shor hadass kavoyesim in aravas, we learned that. Just halacha this now. Hadassim slightly higher, it doesn't need to be a tefach.
The top has to be higher, not the bottom.
Correct, correct. On the contrary, you need to ensure, good point you mentioned that, on a technical, very practical and technical, Mishnah doesn't mention that, but I'm just talking from, you need to ensure that when you're measuring and getting the hadassim and arovas the right height, always ensure that the actual hadassim and arovas are still getting to the bottom part where they're all, the bottom part of the koshikel. Because sometimes you'll notice that you've got hadassim and arovas, you're trying to put them higher, let's say you want to put the hadassim higher than the arova. You're putting them up, and then what really happens within the koshikel, the bottom part of the hadassim is actually quite far removed from the lulav and from the hadassim. It's like a bit higher up. It's no good. It definitely does. You need to have the eged, needs to be, you're not fulfilling mitzvah of eged then, you're not ma'aged, you haven't bound them, what's the point of, if they're not together at the bottom part, it's certainly no good. So you need to ensure that, however much you're putting up the hadassim, just ensure that they're all, and that's just, bottom. Yes, that's right. Basically, they need to be reaching all the way to the bottom. That's right. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, sticking out. Maybe even, So the hadassim needs to be slightly higher. And remember, as we mentioned yesterday in great length, that the lulav, the shadow of the lulav needs to be higher than the hadass. So it's important to get it mamash right.
When the hadass is higher than the arava, is that, you have to make sure that the arava might be bending over, but you have to straighten it up to make...
No, you won't have to go that. No, you won't have to. Now, just Sivkot Mut Beis Mishneh Berurah mentions the left-handed person. Anybody left-handed? Left-handed. What do you do about the hadassim and arovas? Same, says Mishneh Berurah, and you as well. So we've got two people holding the same. So we've got Yud Beis Ve'ita Yad, a left-handed person. The Yamin Didei who smelled the Alma. That your right hand is the left hand side. Mitzad Primogodim Paskins. That lo yazlina basa didei kim basa the Alma will go according to the rest of the world. A left-handed person, with regards to the hadassim and arovas, goes like the rest of the world, as far as this is concerned. The Sifkot Yudalet, a Mishneh Berurah, which, again, is very, very, very nagia. The end of Sifkot Yudalet, Mishneh Berurah says, I just need to finish off the Ramah over here, ויאשפלה הדס והרובה תריך אגו את הלולוב כדי שאיתו כל שלוש הזמינים ביותו בשעה סברוכה. The Ramah points out, make sure that when you're holding it, you're actually holding all three minim. When you're holding it, make sure they're all in your hand, as it were. You need to make sure that you're actually holding them and not just indirectly. You're holding them when you're making the bracha. Ve'yesh kosvu, and some write, la'aso is belulov shloish ha'ksharim. We're making three rings, says the Ramah. Three rings. Why are we making three rings? That's right, because of Shlosha Avos, the three Shlosha Avos, connected Shlosha Avos. Where? Very good. That's the Mishnah Berurah discusses that. Do you count the one on the Koshkel or do you not? It's Machlokes, and there's no Hachro in that matter. There's no final Hachro. But what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in the name of the Achronim, says the following. Kosvu Achronim, the Achronim write, and we need to always check out the Lovin for this. The Tzorich Lassos, you need to ensure when you're putting the rings, make sure that you still need to be able to shake the lulav. You need to ensure, says the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi said this is so important. You need to ensure that there is a tefach. Still, some people tend to put the rings, the top ring, very high up, in a way that you can't afterwards, when you shake, you're not shaking. It's nice and tight. It's true, tight is very nice, but if it's too tight, that when you're shaking it, the top ring is too tight that it shouldn't shake anymore the leaves, the Mishnah Berurah says that's no good. The Mishnah Berurah says you put in a tefach lower, so that when you're shaking it, that the top of the lulav can still be shaken. So make sure that more often boys who are putting the rings, often they're unaware of this. So when we get the lulav, we need to always ensure that the ring on top is not blocking the shaking. Make sure that the egg on top is low enough that when you're shaking it, there's still a shaking happening on top. Yes, I think that's an important Mishnah Berurah over here. It says the Torah classes, you need to ensure that this happens. And finally, say base, yitol aguda biyode emonis, hold your aguda, the three minim on your right hand side, roshem lemalo, obviously the top on the top, vikerem lemato and the bottom in the bottom, for esrog besmoilis, and the esrog on the left hand side. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkoten Tezayin, the Hainu Beinon Sheitlon Derch Gideloson Beilon. You need to hold it the way it's growing on the tree. Why is it, by the way, that we've got the three on the right side, the Essig on the left hand side? Why is it? Hard, how nice, I never knew that. Very nice word. Did you hear that? Essig is like, is you should, the Essig by your heart. Essig should be by your heart. Very nice. Bigger mean, good, bigger mean, and Mishnah Berurah points out that you've got three. Because it's three, it's a bigger mitzvah, you hold a bigger mitzvah with your right hand side. But left-handed people, you've got a choice. That's right. Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum dahanat lasa mitzvah esrik chada. The Mishnah Berurah says, where was it? Mishnah Berurah does mention left-hand sided. Oh no, that's Siv Gimel, that's the next Siv. No, Mishnah Berurah is Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.